Welcome everyone into this very sober service tonight. I believe that not one person among us will leave here the same way we came, in Jesus' name. We are in a season of very, very drastic supernatural manifestation of God. We'll show a clip shortly in the course of this service, but quickly tonight, I'm going to start a message titled Reason for Giving. And it's so crucial that I'm sure that it will continue into Sunday service. So this will be part one. Reason for giving. We shall be understanding the purpose of giving, especially to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, let him give. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Every man according as he purposeth. So scriptures make it clear that giving must be done on purpose. Every man according as he purposes. Giving must be done on purpose to command both the attention and the response of heaven. To command both the attention and the response of heaven. On a general note, there are many reasons why people give. And I will itemize some of the general reasons why people give. Offerings, give tithes, sacrifices, and so on. Number one, some give as a matter of religious obligation. That is, you are in church, an offering is passing, you give. They just give as a matter of religious obligation. Second, some others give as a product of habit or duty. It's a habit. I've developed this habit of just dropping something in the offering. Hence, you will see people who don't even, it's a drunkard, it's a smoker, it's everything, but he will still drop something in the offering as a product of habit or duty. Some give in order to appear like others, so as not to be left out of the action. That is why you can see many people who came for service and didn't remember to take offering. Then they see somebody giving and then they realize, oh, let me look for something. Because there is no purpose attached. Some others give, fourthly, as an act of favor to God or church. They are doing God favor or doing church favor. Some call it contribution, donation. It's more like a favor. God is being favored. They get offended, they withdraw the offering. Which actually amounts to nothing. That may annoy some people, but that's practical reality. If everybody stops giving, God is not shaking this. His work is not scratched. For today, some give for recognition or applause. I know of those in places. How many will give 1 million? I have to be there. Oh, somebody else is there. Let it not look like I don't have that amount. That kind of a thing. Recognition, applause. All these reasons mentioned are not likely to attract the attention of heaven. They can't command the response of heaven. What then is the most reasonable reason or purposeful purpose for giving? What is the most reasonable reason, if it doesn't sound tautological, or purposeful purpose for giving? I'll itemize 4 of them today. I will continue with them on Sunday. Number 1 is giving as an act of gratitude for the supplies of God. It's an act of gratitude for the supplies and possibly help of God. You got a supply from God. You got a help from God. And then you decided to embark on giving. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 13. He said, "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thee and praise thy glorious name keep going verse 14 But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after the sun? For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee." That is, there is nothing I have that you didn't give. So I am giving you because you gave me. That's right. There is nothing I have that you didn't give. You gave me the breath. You gave me the energy. So I am giving you because you are the one who gave to me in the first place. I am giving you because you gave to me in the first place. Please. In Psalm 50 and in verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Most times thanksgiving and giving, they go together. Thanksgiving goes with the giving of resources. Thanksgiving. So every thankful person is a giver. The lack of giving is a proof of ingratitude. When you see someone who is very, very stingy with giving, that person is an actual ungrateful person. There is a connection between gratitude and generosity towards God. So giving as an act of gratitude. When people are grateful, they are not coerced to give. They are not cajoled to give. They are not pressured to give. Thanksgiving as an act of gratitude. Somebody say a loud amen. A louder amen. Number two is giving as an act of worship. Giving as an act of praise or worship. Genesis chapter 22 and in verse 5. Genesis 22 and in verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, and he called it worship. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come back to you. Giving and sacrifice is an act of worship. You don't just worship with your song, you worship with your seed. Every true worshiper is a giver. You don't just worship with this, with your song. You worship with your seed. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Say, I am a worshiper and I am a giver. I am a worshiper and I am a giver. Psalm 96 and in verse 7, the Bible says, give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength, verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due to him. And while giving him glory, bring an offering and come into his courts. Give him glory. Attach the giving of glory with an offering. There are many people who like to sing and dance and dance and dance during service. Wait until it is offering time. That is when you will know the sincerity of that dance. Give unto God the glory, but don't forget to attach the offering with the glory. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my pocket, don't forget. Praise the Lord. That is why for some of us, giving is life. It's just so effortless. You don't crack your brain. You don't struggle. It's just effortless. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and shout amen at the top of your voice. Giving as an act of worship. I and praise. Number three is giving as an act of honor. We give God because we honor Him. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to verse 10. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance, and let that honor continue with the first fruits of all your increase. Honor Him with your resources. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses will burst out with new wine. Show that you honor me by what you drop in my hands. Honor. In Malachi chapter 1, we read it the other day, verse 6 and in verse 7. God was speaking to the priest. He said, a son honoreth his father, and a servant honoreth his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And you say, where have we despised thy name? You say, you offer polluted bread upon mine altar. And you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, we said it last week. And if you offer the lame and the sick, goat with tartar coming out of the nose continuously, with eye wax. He says, Your Excellency, I just brought this to appreciate your tenure of office. He will look at you. He said, you offer such things. Offer it now unto your governor, your excellency. Will he be pleased with you? Or will he accept your person? Saith the Lord of hosts. And now I pray you, beseech that God. Now, we stop there. Will he be pleased with you? In the days when we used to, when there was giving of sacrifice and people brought sacrifice to the Lord during construction, I think area one times and those times, there are people who will bring vehicles that they are tired of. This car suffer him until he doesn't know what to do. He says, sacrifice here. Let me give it to church. And God is saying, really? So you think I deserve this? Non-serviceable, not usable. Shoe that retired. Coat since the days of Mungu Park. See? And people don't know that with God, actions are weighed. What you do is not as important as the motive with which you did it. God is just weighing you. He's just weighing you. Honor as a sign of honor. We honor our parents. We honor prophets, which is correct. When Saul was looking for his father's missing donkey in 1 Samuel chapter 9, his servant suggested that they go and meet the prophet. He said, there is an honorable man in this city. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6, 7, 8, thereabout. There is an honorable man in the city. Let's go and meet him so he can show us our way. And then the next verse, the man said, but what shall we bring to the man? If you say he's an honorable man, you don't meet honorable people just like that. What can we bring to this honorable man? If a human being was going to meet a mortal man in the name of a prophet, and he said he couldn't just go like that because that doesn't appear honorable, how much more the Lord of the universe? How much more the owner of the earth? We confirm our honor to Him by our giving. Somebody say aloud, amen. What is the reason for giving?
Number one, act of gratitude. Number two, act of praise and worship. Number three, act of honor. And number four, very, very critical, is giving as an act of surrender or consecration. Surrender. What is the meaning of that? It means you own me, Lord, so you own everything I have. You own me, so you own everything I have. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3, all the way to verse 5. Okay, let's start from verse 1 so you can understand. Paul the apostle said, moreover, brethren, with you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in the great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty. See, so there was a trial that this church was passing through. Even in the midst of that trial, they were exploding in joy. And then they had scarcity. But that combination still about exploded in liberality. They were givers in the midst of that kind of setting. So some people were confused. Paul the apostle said, for to their power I bear record. Yeah. Even beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Praying us, begging us, entreating us that we should receive their offering and take upon us the fellowship of ministering to the saints. They were giving gifts to Paul the apostle for their ministry and also for the welfare of the brethren. Then Paul began to explain in verse 5. Why did they do that? This they did. Not as we hoped. They blew our mind. They exceeded our expectation. But this was why they did it. But first, they gave their own selves to the Lord. And then unto us by the will of God. When a man has totally given himself to God, there is nothing he has that he can hold back from God. When you have given your life and given yourself to God, there is nothing you have or you are that you hold back from God. Giving is proof of surrender, is proof of consecration. I don't know whether that was what Paul the apostle had in mind when he said in Romans chapter 12 and in verse 1 to 2, he said, brethren, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Present your bodies, your whole life, a sacrifice that is alive, sacrifice in motion. That is what it is. When you struggle to release to God from your substance, it is confirmed that your life is not truly, totally surrendered. Hallelujah. Having said all of this, that we give as an act of gratitude, as an act of worship and praise, as an act of honor, as an act of surrender and consecration, what is the impact of giving on purpose? The impact of giving on purpose, the result of giving, the impact or result of giving on purpose. Number one, giving on purpose provokes the love and interest of God on a man's life. Giving on purpose provokes the love and interest of God on a man's life, on one's life. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7, that was our text, or is our text. He said every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. To give on purpose makes you a cheerful giver. And God's love is provoked. God's love is provoked. Somebody say a loud amen. Number two, giving on purpose is giving excitedly. And that provokes the harvest. Giving on purpose is giving excitedly. And that provokes the harvest. We read that just now. For God loveth a cheerful giver. So when you give on purpose, you are giving excitedly. You are giving cheerfully. That provokes the harvest. How do I know? Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. He said, when joy dries up, the harvest dries. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, O ye vine dressers. For the wheat and for the barley. Because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up. And the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered. Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. When you don't give with purpose, you give unexcitedly. And that never provokes the harvest. Giving on purpose is giving excitedly. And that provokes the harvest. Number three, giving on purpose assists consistency of action, which is key to result. Giving on purpose facilitates consistency of action, which is key to purpose, to result. When you give on purpose, when you know why you are giving, nobody advises you to give. And you give like that and result is guaranteed. Philippians chapter 4 verse 16. Paul the apostle was talking to the Philippians. He said, for even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my necessity. Once and again is the opposite of once and for all. You sent once and again. Those who don't understand giving will give once and for all. Those who don't understand giving will give the tithe today, forget it tomorrow. Remember in April, start again. That never produces results. When you understand the reason why you do what you do, you are not begged to do it. So once and again means again and again and again. You are doing this thing, and then verse 19 happens. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. There are people who are trying to quote verse 19 without doing verse 16. Once and again, again and again. You are giving and giving. You have done it again and done it again and done it again. And the outcome of it is my God will not keep quiet when your needs arise. Giving on purpose is giving. It assists consistency. When you know why you do what you do, you are consistent. And consistency is key to result. Somebody say amen. Finally, number four. Giving on purpose, which is actually giving with understanding, facilitates faith. Giving on purpose which is actually giving with understanding, you can put that in bracket if you want, facilitates faith. When you are giving on purpose, it means you are not giving blindly, you know what you are doing. There are some people, they say, church brainwashed you. You are just giving, giving, giving. Well, there are people who could be brainwashed, who are doing things without knowing why they are doing it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. gives us the connection between understanding and faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. He says, through faith we understand. Through faith we understand. So there is a link between faith and understanding. Understanding leads to faith. And faith deepens understanding. You remember the Ethiopian eunuch? Philip saw him reading and he said, understandest thou what thou readest? He said, how can I understand? Except one, teach me. And after Philip has taught him and he now understood, he said, do you believe? He said, I believe. Understanding leads to belief. Hallelujah. And everything you do with faith answers like fire. In the village, our people give tithe. They say 1/10. But they don't understand what they are doing. So it's a religious duty. Anything you do with faith answers like fire. I'm talking from experience. You do it because you know what you are doing. No devil can sit on your harvest. We'll continue from here next Sunday. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. We have talked about the laws of supernatural supply. But I don't know whether we have at any time thought on the reason why we give. Most of the time we talk about give and it shall be given to you, which is one of it. But the deeper reasons why we give this, run with it. Run with it. Your life will become so, Charles Spurgeon said, God divided the hand into fingers so that things that enter it can go through it. And then they return. It is not a bunch like this so that it becomes like an evil stick. Life is calculated for inhalation and exhalation. You take in, you breathe out. Ingestion and excretion. You are so much in love with the food you eat, that you don't want to go to the toilet. That is an emergency. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your right hand and thank the Lord for the word you received tonight. Open your mouth and thank Him for the word you received tonight. I will need one or two people on the back of the mic and then we'll take it further. Lift your hands and appreciate Him for the word you received tonight. Father, thank you. Lift your voice and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father.
Thank you
for your word
to me
tonight. I am grateful for the release of this word. Be glorified, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Go on ahead, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, lift your two hands and say after me and say, Father, thank you for all you have given to me. I come before you today in gratitude to you, to appreciate you for all you have done for me, all you have given to me. I thank you for the privilege of giving back to you. Be glorified, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. Thank you. in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, I am a worshiper and I am a giver. I ask for a fresh baptism of the grace of worship and the spirit of generosity. I receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and say, Father, help me to honor you in a deeper dimension than I have done before. I receive your grace and your mercy to honor you in a greater dimension through my lifestyle and through my giving. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I am surrendered to you. You own my life. You own my breath. You own everything about me. Help me, Lord, to live my life for you. Help me, Lord, to live my life for you. To acknowledge you as the owner of everything about my life. Go ahead and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Lift your hands and say, Father, help me to reap the result of giving on purpose. Help me, Lord, to provoke your love and your interest in my life. Help me, Lord, to be an excited giver. Help me, Lord, to give with consistency. Help me, Lord, to give with understanding and to live in a clear understanding of who you are and what you mean to me. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and speak to God. La In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. The Lord has heard and he has answered us. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Please take your seat 1 minute.